Thanks for joining us on After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, which is available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, or head on over to AmericaOutLoud.com and click the Listen Live tab for 24/7 talk radio. While you're over at AmericaOutLoud.com, you can check out the articles and podcasts, which are updated daily. So please share those on social media. We appreciate that a great deal. We face the same social media censorship that many of you face, so it helps us out a great deal when you share the articles and podcasts on social media. Going to have a great show tonight because we have on guest BB Diamond, who always brings it. We're excited to have her back on. Obviously, there's a lot to talk about all over the news. We're still here working on the radio show, giving you guys all the best news that we can possibly give without the filter of the fake news media, while Joe Biden is still out vacationing somewhere in North Carolina in a millionaire's mansion. This guy, another week on vacation with his drug addicted son, Hunter, as Rob and I talked about last night. If I were the person who owned this mansion, I would burn the sheets, replace the toilets, and take many precautions before I move back into this home with Hunter Biden running loose inside of it. Cannot imagine what was going through their mind when they lended it to the Biden family. But you see, the fake news media keeps moving the goalpost on this raid against President Trump. At first, they're acting like this was major nuclear documents, like President Trump had plans to build a nuclear bomb from his basement in Mar-a-Lago or something. And then, as Rob and I have talked about previously in the week as well, it's obvious that President Trump did not even pack these boxes that were confiscated at Mar-a-Lago. President Trump's not the type of guy that's going to sit there with cardboard boxes and go through the White House or go through the archives and pick things out and put them in boxes. Somebody packed those boxes, and whoever packed those boxes knew what was in those boxes. But I don't think President Trump knew what was in those boxes. So there's a lot to come out of this still. And we're going to talk about it all tonight. Rob, how are you doing tonight?
Andrew, I'm doing good. And I'm glad that our listeners are tuned in, because we've got a lot to unpack tonight. There's a lot that's happening. And as you've said once before, Andrew, if you don't see what's happening, if you're unfazed by what's happening, then you're definitely asleep. I don't care how many ways the media tries to dress this up. I don't care how many ways they try to tell you, don't believe your eyes. Believe your eyes. Don't allow them to pander to you with their propaganda. Don't allow them to deceive you. This has been a method of deception since 2016. They started out with Trump is a racist, Trump hates Mexicans, but yet and still they viewed him as being a novelty. They wanted to cover him. Once they realized that this man was sincere about the love of his country and his fellow men, and he was determined to destroy and to bring down the swamp on the left and the right. Let's just be honest, because we have some swampers on the right. We have some folks on the right who consider themselves as being conservative Republicans who want to continue with the status quo. I'm going to name names. The followers of George Bush, both of the Bushes. I've got to name names tonight, because we've got to get serious about this. There's a lot of folks on the right-wing media that goes backwards and forward. Fox News, I've got to name names. Yes, I have been on here and I have explained to you that the difference between journalism and commentary. But we see now that they're all in the same fishbowl. They're all living in the same swamp, going backwards and forward. And we've got to name names. This is the only way we're going to correct this agenda. What happened on August 8th, hear me clearly. what happened on August 8th, we should always remember it. Now you're probably saying, what happened on August 8th? Well, what happened on August about a year ago, 13 soldiers lost their lives in Afghanistan. So what better way than to change the subject than to go in and raid the private residence of a former president after you have maligned his reputation and told the American people he's a white supremacist. Anyone who follows him is a white supremacist. Anyone who follows him is against the country. These are people who care nothing about the American flag, who care nothing about our status in America. Now they're telling you that the 45th president of the United States, Donald John Trump, was going to commit espionage, obstruction of justice. The only person who tried to commit espionage or obstruction of justice was Barack Hussein Obama, Fast and Furious, Lawrence Lerner, weaponizing government agencies to go after fellow Americans. Nothing happened. Hillary Clinton, who not only had confidential and classified documents, she had it on a private server in her home. And you know what else? If you bring her down, you've got to bring down Barack Obama, because he knew about it and he was sending her text messages on that private server and emails. He knew about it, but the media looked the other way. The media is not reporting on it. Now you might say, oh, Rob is just saying things. Go to DuckDuckGo and do your research. You can even go to Google. It might take you some time because they've suppressed the information. You can go to the New York Times and you'll read the articles. And if you read at the very bottom, they will tell you that Barack Hussein Obama was sending her emails and messages on this private server. He was completely aware of it. He knew that it was against policies, but he didn't care, because for them, they don't care. But for Donald John Trump, the 45th president, we must bring him down. We must stop him by any means necessary. Even if Joe Biden doesn't win, doesn't run for election in 2024, whomever the Democrat is, we want to make certain that Donald John Trump does not run. And if any of the Republicans out there thinking that, oh, well, we're wrong, we'll take his place, they will come after you also. What happened on August 8th was the worst thing to ever happen in this country next to slavery. It was the worst thing to ever happen to this country, not Jan 6. I'm going to speak truth to power now. Jan 6 was not the worst thing that happened. What happened during the summer and spring 2020 doesn't even compare to what happened on August 8th. Jan 6 was a college boy prank. And when I hear people say, oh my God, I hate seeing it, it just hurt my eyes, I can't believe it. No, I don't hurt seeing it. I'm going to speak the truth tonight. You had Americans who were fed up and who were tired of the government lying to us. You look at our history, what did people do? They would come out and they would protest. What happened on Jan 6? You had people who were fed up and they were out protesting, and the FBI allowed them to do it. The FBI was embedded in that group being instigators, along with Ray Epps, whom no one is talking about. And if it was so horrible, why didn't Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, who is responsible for security of the Capitol, why didn't she get the National Guards? Why didn't she ask for more police? Why didn't Muriel Bowser do it? Quiet as it's kept, the media will not tell you that. They are shying away from it. And then you are not asking the questions, because the media, who's supposed to hold them responsible, will not do it. So here we are, an event that took place on August 8th, which is one of the worst things to ever happen in our country, next to slavery, next to the Civil War, next to World War II and World War I and II. And the bombing of 9/11 is all up there, the same thing. But Democrats will look the other way because they're hoping that you don't see what they are doing. And if we don't stand up and call them out and demand justice, well, who will we get justice from? Because our justice system, boys and girls, is corrupt. Our FBI is corrupt. All around you is nothing but corruption. We need a few good men. We need MAGA men and women to stand up, and we need to bolt them into office, because they are true patriots. And in my opinion, Andrew and BB, they will push back. They will fight back. They will uphold the Constitution. BB Diamond, what do you say?
Wow, powerful opening. You're 100% right. What's become obvious to me and millions of other Americans is that there are two tiers of justice. One for Democrats who are elitists and political insiders, and another one for those who are patriots and supporters of Donald Trump. That's become very clear. Now, I think it may have started in the late 1960s with Teddy Kennedy and, you know, Chappaquiddick, and he basically walked away from it, literally and legally. And I think it's just kept going on with the Democrats. It's not based on race. The two-tiered system of justice is not based on between black and white. It's based on Democrat versus patriotic Americans. I mean, you covered so much in your opening that one of the things I want to say during this segment is, well, the FBI, now the FBI has been corrupt for a long time. They spied on Malcolm X, they spied on Martin Luther King. There are a lot of issues with the FBI during J. Edgar Hoover's day, a lot of issues. But what the FBI has turned into is an American Gestapo. You know, if you didn't agree with the Nazis and Adolf Hitler's politics, they would pay you a visit. This is what the Federal Bureau of Investigation has turned into. And Monday was the Rubicon that they crossed. Thank you.
It was. They crossed it. And we also have to realize that the FBI isn't an institution that goes back to the 1800s. I think it was created under Woodrow Wilson. And he weaponized it also to spy on individuals that didn't like what he was doing. The FBI is corrupt. Now, people always want to put it into context and say, well, I'm going to preface it with, there are a few good people who are there. I get it. We get it. But unfortunately, because the seas of discord go so deep and is so ingrained in that institution, it has to be disbanded. Yes, I said it. It has to be disbanded. We have to tear it up and throw it away because it has been doing nothing but spying on American citizens. It has been doing nothing but weaponizing the Democrat Party to go after people that do not agree with them. Andrew, what do you say?
Yeah, I agree with you guys 110%. The FBI has lost all credibility, particularly in these last several months since the Joe Biden administration has been in office, and what we've seen them attacking American citizens that were a part of the January 6th situation. And now what we see happening to President Trump, and we see the FBI working as a political wing for the Democrat Party and helping them out. I mean, it's clear for all to see. We see Hunter Biden being out free, out on vacations. We know about his connections to the Ukraine and to China, and we know about the connections that Joe Biden has with his son Hunter and his business dealings. But the FBI says there's nothing to see here. Let's just continue to harass President Trump at all costs, and it's all about making sure he does not get into office again in 2024. The Democrats are desperate to stop him because they know there's a huge demand from the American people to put him back into office, especially with the way things have been going under Joe Biden.
They don't want him in the office again. They are afraid. Christopher Wray has been compromised. He has always been compromised. The moment he accepted President Trump's offer to head the FBI and he was approved by the houses, his corruption started. This man should not be anywhere near the FBI. But as I said, the FBI must be disbanded. For them to come out now and say, oh, the rhetoric that we're hearing and that we're seeing online, that people want to go in and they want to attack FBI agents and they want to do this. Okay, Christopher, let me just ask you this. What about the rhetoric online about attacking police officers? What about the rhetoric online about attacking Supreme Court justices? You're so tuned into people that are following Trump that you completely missed the young man who traveled from California all the way to the East Coast to assassinate a sitting United States Supreme Court justice. You completely missed it. You missed the guy who went to New York City and killed those poor people at the grocery store. He had been on your radar, but you missed it. You missed the guy in New York City. You missed all of his postings on YouTube and Facebook. You missed Daryl Brooks. These people had been on your FBI radar, but you missed it. Why did you miss it? I'll tell you why. One reason why they missed it, because these people, when you look at their history, their background, they were of the Democrat Party. So they didn't care if they carried out their malicious acts. They chose to look the other way. As I said in one of our other shows, Bob Mueller, the Boston Marathon bomber, he missed it. The Olympic bombing, he missed it. How is it that they're constantly missing things that Democrats are putting out there? But then they will create something that they think conservatives are doing, or white supremacists. Oh, they're behind it. And when you look at the background, you'll say, wait a minute, but this person voted for a Democrat. I know that that Dylan guy in South Carolina was like, oh, well, I'm a conservative. But when you look at the background, who did he vote for? Who had they voted for? Democrats, the Democrat persuasion. But no one wants to call that out. They refuse to just say, wait a minute, look at this. They want to keep that steady diet of it's conservatives. They caused it. They did it. Christopher Wray is a failure, and Merrick Garland is a failure. And when we come back from the break, I want to tie in Christopher Wray, Merrick Garland, and none other than the first Black president, Barack Hussein Obama. Andrew.
Yeah, we'll get to that when we come back. You're tuned into After Dark with Robin Andrew on America Out Loud's iHeartRadio channel, which is available Monday through Friday at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, or 6 p.m. on the West Coast. We'll be back with more After Dark with Robin Andrew and special guest Phoebe Dye.
Here on America Out Loud, we emphasize optimal health, and air is the most essential element for life. The average person inhales over 35 pounds of air every day. Yet we seldom think about how to rid the air of pathogens swiftly and safely when we need to. The Genesis Fogger Plus HOCL is the only way to quickly and naturally restore air to its optimal condition. Visit genesisfogger.com/outloud for a free ebook on everything you need to know about HOCL and receive a 15% discount on the Genesis Fogger with promo code OUTLOUD. With Genesis, you'll be ready for what's next.
The spirit of American liberty and justice is woven into the soul of America Out Loud. Now we invite you, friends, to invest some of your time with our magnificent family of experts, their minds and voices. It's all back at AmericaOutLoud.com. Liberty and justice for all.
All right, you've all heard Malcolm and the great Dr. Peter McCullough talk about the povidone iodine-based nasal spray Cofix RX. They talk about it because it's a product that actually works in combating colds, flus, and coronaviruses. Cofix is made in the USA and recommended by thousands of doctors and pharmacists nationwide. It's simple. By attacking viruses where they incubate, you make it easier for your body to heal. Check out the Cofix RX banner ad on AmericaOutLoud.com and save 20%. By using promo code OUTLOUD.
So when we went to break, I'd mentioned to you, I teased to you that I wanted to tie in Merrick Garland, Christopher Wray, and Barack Hussein Obama. I have said this on many occasions. Barack Obama was the first Black president, as you all know. We were told by the mainstream media and even some on the right that with the election of Barack Hussein Obama, that racism went away. We're all singing Kumbaya. We have all been brought together. But a closer look at his election, and one will find that during the first 2 years, the Democrats, mainly Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, felt that Barack Obama, they needed to help him. And Harry Reid also. They needed to help him because maybe he's just not cut out for the job. Now think about this. You have an old white woman and two middle-aged men whom the Democrats have identified as we don't need them running things, saying that they needed to help the first black president because he doesn't know what he's doing, you know, exactly, and we need to help him. We're going to help him. They never said that about a white president. Why about Barack Hussein Obama? Remember when he was given the Nobel Peace Prize, which he shouldn't have gotten? You had all of these white liberal commentators coming out saying, oh, he needs to give that back. He doesn't deserve that. Who does he think he is? Oh, he's just tarnished the image. He needs to give that back. From Joe Scarborough's show to CNN, they were all saying he needs to give it back. And who can forget when he came up with Obamacare and they were saying, oh, well, he doesn't know what he's doing. He's being stupid. They actually said this. And the media said nothing about it. But they say that conservatives are racist. Go back and look at his time in office. Pull up the articles for yourself because I don't want you to think that I'm just saying things. But see, I remember. You know why? Because I'm a journalist. I know how to do my research. I'm going to present to you the truth, unlike these other guys. So go look it up. All the things that they said about him. Now, of course, after the first 2 years or his first term, they started to come around. But Barack Obama didn't come around. The first black president, not one, but two terms with two black attorney generals, he could have come in and said, white supremacists, the KKK, they are terrorist groups. But he didn't do it. Why? Why didn't he do it? But they're completely comfortable in labeling a Republican Party, an opposition, their opponents as white supremacists. They're a threat to democracy. They're terrorists. Even parents that don't agree with them, parents who want to protect their children. Merrick Garland is sending people out. Christopher Wray is sending people out. Do not doubt that this is a direct order from Barack Obama. Because if you recall, Barack Obama wanted to nominate Merrick Garland to be on the high court. And what did Republicans do? They reminded the Democrats of the Harry Reid Act that said, you can't do this during an election season. So they took his word. They say, okay, you guys said it, so we're not going to nominate him. Oh my God, they were mad. Barack Obama, your party started this. Talk to Harry Reid, who looked at you and one said that you are a very articulate, good-looking black man. Joe Biden said the same thing. Oh, and that's not racist? But now they've convinced black people on the steady diet of everything is about racism. This is racism. This is racism. Everything is racism. Even Clarence Thomas, they said, is a racist. Tim Scott, granted, Tim Scott has been mighty quiet about this whole raid on Trump's Mar-a-Lago. Now, he's coming out now and saying stuff. But I don't want to digress that far off. Merrick Garland, Barack Obama, wanted him on the Supreme Court. And now let's get to Christopher Wray. Christopher Wray, another man who considers Barack Obama to be, oh, he's a saint. And he can do no harm. He can do no wrong. So whatever he says in Martha's Vineyard or in the basement in his sweatsuit, I'm going to comply. They could care less about tearing up this country. And they showed you that on August 8th. They were okay with going in, perfectly fine. Who cares? Now, of course, they waited for Trump not to be there. But it's only a matter of time that they decide, no, let's get him and let's bring him in. Let's have him in handcuffs because that's what they want. And for all of you Republicans that are out there saying, we need to wait and see what they found. We need to wait and see. You said the exact same thing about Russia collusion. We need to wait and see. We need to wait and see for what? You know that it's a lie. You're there. You have the skiff. You have the protection. You can go in and look at the documents. You know that they're lying. Look at Trey Gowdy. Trey Gowdy had said that once. Well, Trump needs to shut up and wait and see what they have. Then once he left Congress, he said, oh my God, was I wrong? They didn't have anything. So I see why Trump was all upset. Bill Barr said the same thing. Where's Bill Barr now? Look at the mess he's created. Where is he now? Wait and see. Well, we need to wait and see what the tapes are going to say with Ukraine. We want to see what Trump had to say. a Republican says, yeah, well, maybe we should just go ahead and release the readout. It had never been done before. And as soon as they released it, oh, we're going to impeach him. Republicans, well, let's wait and see. Wait and see what? Your demise? We know that they're lying. We know they have nothing. And if they do, as you said in one of our shows, Andrew, they planted it. But yet and still, he's a president. He can classify and declassify anything. And then you have folks on Fox News like Brett Baer saying, well, you know, there's a process. And Harry Fletcher, there's a process. He just can't willy-nilly say, I'm going to declassify. By God, he's the head of the executive branch. He can say it anytime he wants to. Yeah, why now are you guys putting on all these? You can't do it now. You got to do it at this time. Why now say that, Andrew?
Yeah, Steve Doocy's another one on Fox News that's been pretty sympathetic to the FBI during this whole process. And it's almost like all these pundits are turning on President Trump before our eyes because they see the way things are going. And as you were talking about earlier, the left pretends to care about racism. But when someone like Tim Scott comes out, they will say, oh, well, he's an Uncle Tom. He's working against his own people. He's a coon. These are how these elite white Democrats really feel about Black people. Do not be fooled. The most racist people are the ones screaming it from the treetops. These white elitist Democrat politicians wouldn't go anywhere near a majority of the citizens in their own districts. And yeah, they take the first chance they can to attack these conservative Blacks who are free thinking and have a mind of their own, but they go against their narrative. And you see a lot of times we'll see these media pundits on TV say these things that are borderline racist about people like Clarence Thomas or Tim Scott. And it's disgusting because these are the same people who are the first to point fingers and call others racist.
And Barack Obama, BB, says absolutely nothing. He sits back at his compound, he and Michelle sitting down with Jay-Z and Beyonce and what is the guy's name over Virgin Airlines. They sit there, they drink cocktails, and he says nothing about it because he's enjoying the country being destroyed. He does not care. As long as he's trying to become a billionaire, Barack Hussein Obama does not care. And I want to go back and correct the records. That was something else that was really bad for the country. You can put it up there with slavery, World War II, World War I, World War II, 9/11, Pearl Harbor, August 8th, Barack Obama's election to the highest office of the nation, him being the president, was one of the horriblest mistakes we could have ever made. Yes, me, a Black man, I am saying it, because Barack Obama has done nothing but sow the seeds of discord while he was in office and out of office, and did absolutely nothing to bring this country together. BB Diamond, what do you say?
Thank you, Rob. I believe Barack Obama is a snake. I believe he is a part of the cabal that controls the Democrat Party, and that would include the Clintons, the Pelosis, et cetera. I believe that Barack Obama is a traitor to this nation. He was pushed toward the presidency because he was Black and he was a liberal. See, they promote Black liberals because they're constantly trying to move Black people away from being conservative and godly, which is our natural course, because the church was the centerpiece of the Black community during slavery. But they used Obama to fool us. They tried to elevate him to Dr. Martin Luther King, et cetera. I have a very low opinion of Barack Obama, who's an avowed socialist. This avowed socialist has bought a mansion on Martha's Vineyard on the East Coast and building a mansion in Hawaii on the West Coast. See, they live off the fat of the land while they cause division. A lot of the division came under Barack Obama. He sicked the IRS, Lois Lerner, remember that name, on conservative entities when it came to the exemption status. Barack Obama's hands are very dirty. My concern is he may still have that power, and he's conducting a shadow presidency. Now, he may not be at the White House physically, but through Susan Rice and others who work with Obama, who are now working for Biden, he is wielding power. In consultation with Susan Rice, may have ordered the raid, right? But they Biden knew about it, but Biden didn't order it because he knew how it would look. I believe Obama, through Susan Rice, ordered it. I think that'll eventually come out. But Obama is a snake, and I can't wait for the day that he's under investigation and know his race, his historic figure, as a historic figure, will not save him, because more and more Black people are waking up to the fact he did nothing for the Black community. And I'll end on this. Donald Trump has done more for the Black community than any president since Abraham Lincoln. Thank you.
BB, well said. And what you just said is the absolutely God-honest truth. Barack Obama has only been looking out for himself. Now, he came out with a good talk. All Black men, they need to pull their pants up. They need to do this. They need to do that. But he was polling that. That was all about the polls. But then when he saw the Blacks were like, wait a minute, he's doing nothing for us. Then he showed his true self, the socialist that he is. And again, we cannot forget Black people that are listening to this tonight. And I hope that you are. I hope that you're listening to the podcast and we post it up. And if any of you have Black and white friends, you need to share this with them, especially this little tidbit. You must not forget how Barack Obama treated Jeremiah Wright, his pastor, his spiritual leader. Now, Jeremiah Wright himself is controversial. But if you recall, if you pulled the tape, when Barack Obama was going to announce his presidency, he told Jeremiah Wright to go to the basement. You go to the basement. I can't have you standing on the stage with me because it won't look good. Wait a minute. This man, Jeremiah Wright, took you under his wings in Chicago, introduced you to the Black community, to their hardships. He made you a community organizer, for all the good it means. And you're going to tell him to go to the basement? Shame on you. Absolutely shame on you. While you go out and you hoity-toity, I'm going to do this. And then, not only that, sitting in the church with Jeremiah Wright when he gave his fire and brimstone sermon about goddamn America and all this other stuff, and Barack said, I was not there. What? Pull the tape. You were there, but the media hid the tape. This man is a snake, as BB said. He should have never been elected to high office. And folks, understand what I'm saying here. There are other qualified Blacks, more deserving, more accomplished, who could have very easily fit the bill. But you know what? The Democrats didn't want them. They picked Barack Obama because they knew they could do their bidding through him. This man doesn't know anything about the Black community than a dolphin knows anything about the Black community. He grew up in Hawaii. Michelle Obama was his conduit to understand the Black community. Jeremiah Wright took him under his wings to help him understand and become a community organizer. Because if Barack Obama understood the plight of Black Americans, he would be in Chicago right now, and he would have already gotten down the death rate, the crime rate. This weekend, look at the people that were killed and continue to be killed. Where is he now? Look at the Black crime that has just exploded because we want to defund the police. And going back to Christopher Wray, he's talking about, oh, they don't respect the FBI. Christopher, where were you when they were talking about defunding the police? Why weren't you speaking up then? Quiet is a church mouse. Now you want to come out and pontificate. You are a disgrace to the FBI, and the FBI should be disbanded immediately. And while you're at it, and while they're at it, Andrew, they should take, of all people, Merrick Garland. Go ahead, Andrew.
Yeah, well said. I said that last night as well. The FBI needs to be dismantled right away. Obviously, Joe Biden and Barack Obama have kind of a shaky relationship. Obama did not have any confidence in Joe Biden during the election. He wouldn't even endorse him until it was clear that Joe Biden was the only one left. Do you think part of Barack Obama is enjoying that Joe Biden's having such a lame duck presidency where his approval ratings are so bad? And really, it kind of helps give Barack Obama more credibility that he's the savior in the Democrat Party. I don't think he would like anyone to come along and do really well and perhaps surpass him with Barack Obama's ego. I think he kind of enjoys watching his ex-Vice President Joe Biden fail, and people still are coming to running to Barack Obama, acting like he's the savior of the Democrat Party.
Well, absolutely, but he doesn't want Joe Biden to succeed. I mean, no, he's in the basement, as BB said, getting information from Susan Rice. They're feeding him information. He's telling them do this and do that. But he has no vested interest in seeing Joe Biden succeed. If they're able to remove President Trump and run whomever else, he like, okay, that's fine. That person probably won't be a success. Barack Obama has a vested interest in what's happening in this country right now. Because after his presidency, Trump came in. Joe is a complete failure. A complete failure. It's an extension of Barack Obama's 2 years of being a failure. So if he is able to malign, to get rid of Trump, no matter how bad Joe is, people will always defer back to Barack Obama. And that's what he wants. That is the reason why he is muddying Trump's name. And again, people, you must wake up. All the stuff that you're hearing from Russia collusion to the Ukraine to this. Look at how quickly they ran to espionage. Look at how quickly they're running to obstruction of justice when we know that Joe Biden, his administration obstructed justice. If you want to talk about obstruction of justice, look at Google, look at Twitter, get them for obstruction of justice because they tried to hide a story that was relevant. They hid it. And then you have these 50 law enforcement agencies, including former, cabinet members and Chris Hayden, generals that signed off saying that this whole Russia collusion, this whole thing with Hunter Biden was disinformation. And they still bring these people on TV to pontificate the news. This is embarrassing. These people lied. And every time they come on, Fox News should be saying, why are we listening to them? Why are we bringing them on? They lied. They got it wrong. Remember what Robert Gates said. Joe Biden has gotten everything wrong when it comes to foreign affairs for the past 40 years. And now you have people like Christopher Hayden, Liam Panetta, and all these other generals who signed up on this memo saying that the Hunter Biden thing was Russia disinformation. They lied. They should be brought up with charges, obstruction of justice. But here we are, Andrew. It's pitiful.
Yeah, well said, Rob. It really is. You guys, I got a great product to tell you guys about. If you're looking for better sleep, focus, and energy, check out Healthy Cell. It's the leading innovator of nutritional supplements for cell health. Rob and I did, and we were so happy we tried Healthy Cell. Currently, I'm taking the Immune Super Boost, and I'm not kidding. After about a week or two of taking this, you just feel so much better. You really do notice a difference. Healthy Cell vitamins work at the cellular level to boost immune health, sleep better, focus deeper, and stay younger longer. With COVID season coming up, you could do yourself a real favor and get some of this Healthy Cell to strengthen your immune system, absorb a healthier lifestyle with Healthy Cell's pill-free vitamins. And you can go to healthycell.com, check out the great products, read all the reviews, and save 20% off with the code OUTLOUD. HealthyCell.com. Use the promo code OUTLOUD for 20% off. We'll be back with more After Dark with Rob and Andrew and guest BB Dot.
Trouble getting to sleep and staying asleep can be infuriating. Your mind races. You toss and turn, and the harder you try, the harder it is to drift off. And today's digital age makes it even harder. You're not alone with this struggle. Poor sleep affects over 70% of Americans. Even the Centers for Disease Control label insufficient sleep a public health epidemic. To take back your sleep, Healthy Cell has created REM Sleep, the only sleep supplement made to support all four stages of human sleep with calming herbs, amino acids, and sleep hormone support, delivered in a patent-pending, pill-free, ultra-absorption microgel formula that tastes great. Fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep deeply, and wake up refreshed with Healthy Cell's REM Sleep. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order. That's HealthyCell.com, HealthyCell, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Oral oral hygiene hasn't changed in 50 years. Brush, floss, repeat. We're told to use fluoride, which doesn't really address the acid-creating bacteria. That is where the dentist-recommended Spry Dental Defense System shines. Spry products contain xylitol, a natural sugar, which helps get rid of those nasty, smelly, acid-creating bacteria in our mouth. The best way to care for your teeth and gums is by using Spry. The Spry Dental Defense System has a wide variety of products, toothpaste, mouthwash, mints, and chewing gums that are designed to work together to keep your teeth clean and mouth healthy and smelling sweet all day long. To get your oral care back on track in an easy, effective, and very tasty way, switch to Spry today. Ask your dentist about xylitol and the Spry products. Spry can be found online and at all fine natural product retailers.
So we're the last half of the show. And just a couple of things that I'm going to touch on. I'm going to tease you with this so that I don't forget it. BB had mentioned the IRS being weaponized under Barack Hussein Obama. Lois Lerner. Go in and look it up. And you also got to look up, when you look it up, you'll find out that John McCain was really upset about this. The same John McCain who came out against Trump. I guess and they started calling him the Maverick when he came out against Trump. I guess he had tasted some of the Kool-Aid that the Democrats were putting out there. And he said, hey, why not take it? I also want to cover, are you guys aware that Liz Cheney, the soon to be ex Congresswoman's husband works for a law firm that's supporting or representing Hunter Biden. Now, you may say, well, he has to have representation. And simply because the husband works at the law firm does not mean that he's in cahoots with them. Oh, yes, it does. Absolutely, positively, it does. What do you mean? That's how they operate. Now, remember, they don't want anyone to represent Trump. Anyone that goes to represent him, we're going to threaten you with your law license, we're going to disbar you, and we're going to fire you from the law firm. Go back and look it up. Duck, duck, go. Look it up. You'll see all the attorneys who wanted to work, but they threatened them. Someone has got to have some big boy pants and put them on and say, I don't care. Everyone is entitled to representation. But back to Liz Cheney. Her husband, who's working for Latham Watkins, which is a huge Democrat law firm, and they give to them, they counsel with them, they give them advice, the same advice they're giving Hunter Biden. Now, you tell me that the attorney who's working for him does not have a direct line to the White House, and they're telling him, do this, do that, this is what the FBI has. No, this is what the attorney general has in Delaware. So just so you'll know, so that you're prepared. Do not doubt me on this. And let's say it's not. Why isn't the media asking the question? Is there a possibility? The optics here does not look good. They did it all the time with Trump. But we can't do that with Joe Biden. And they're not going to raise the issue. And if they don't raise the issue, you won't raise the issue. And you won't know to raise the issue. You, the listeners, you, the viewers, you won't know to do it because you're going to think that everything is copacetic. It's okay, but it's not okay. Going back to Lois Lerner and the IRS. They just hired 86,000, or they're planning on hiring 86,000 new IRS agents. Now, let's take a step back. They've been saying they want to disband the Second Amendment. They want to take your guns. There are too many guns. People are going crazy with the guns. We don't need the guns. Remember that? Well, don't forget it, because these agents that they're going to hire, they're going to weaponize them. Why do IRS agents need weapons? Why do they need guns? Why aren't Republicans making this an issue? Why is it the right media, the media on the right, making this an issue? Why aren't they talking about it nonstop? That's a huge story. You're going to take away the citizens' guns, but you're going to weaponize a government agency. Why is that? What is the meaning behind it? Folks, you should be scared. What is happening? Our country is becoming a totalitarian country, a dictatorship. You don't pay your taxes. They don't like what you put there. They're going to come in guns a-blazing and say, get your butt out of here. We're going to put you in jail, just like the political prisoners from Jan 6. Do not doubt me on this. Do not doubt me. Do not doubt me. Do your research. Wake up. Jan 6. and the raid. Why is it that if we question it, we're un-American? Now, again, the left, they don't care anything about America. They care nothing about America or its values. They care nothing about the American flag. They care nothing about the Constitution. They want to step on it. They want to tranche on it. But when it comes to Jan 6, and if you want to ask a question about it, or say, wait a minute, Liz Cheney, Cassidy Hutchinson, she loved Trump. She was supposed to go and work at Mar-a-Lago with Trump. How did she flip? And now she's coming up with all these stories that are completely unverified, and you guys don't want to verify it. Why can't we ask those questions? Why can't we ask the questions of those police officers who allowed the protesters to come in on Jan 6? Why can't we ask you guys, why haven't you questioned Ray Epps? Where is Ray Epps? Why can't we find out about the FBI agents who were implanted in Jan 6? Why can't we also find out about the FBI agents who you said tried to kill Governor Whitmer, and now you're going to retry them again after we found out that the FBI planted evidence, that the FBI actually, here's something that you probably didn't know, got high with them, used drugs, trying to get information. Why can't we ask those questions? Christopher Wray, why can't we? Because if you ask those questions, we're going to come after you. Maybe they're going to come knocking at my door tonight. I don't know. But we can't ask those questions. We can't ask why the raid took place. We can't ask. If he's a president, he can declassify anything. And if he didn't, if you were in conversations with him, why did you tell them to put a bolt lock on the door? And then you're going to come back and say, oh, we're going to raid. Even if conversations with Trump's team and the National Archives, even if it broke down, why did you feel that you have to go in and have a raid? 18 months, he had those documents. Why now? If you said it was so important, it was so germane, why did you wait? Those are questions that a real journalist would ask. But they're not going to ask, BB. I wonder why. What do you think, BB Diamond?
No, you have nailed it. The journalists in this country have failed. I mean, journalism is a failure in the United States. Journalists were expected, from my understanding, to be the fourth estate, to keep the government honest. That's what our founding fathers wanted. Now, I just want to go back to this IRS hiring 87,000, some of whom, I don't know all, will be armed and they have to be ready for violent situations. Now, they have since pulled that ad, but you're absolutely right. Think about this. They're constantly attacking the Second Amendment, our right to bear arms, but they want to arm the government. See, this is Barack Obama thinking. This is how socialists and communists think, because to them, the government is God. Now, I want to say to those listening and who will see this or hearing this, the Constitution is only really as good as we patriots protect it and make sure it is executed. Because if it were up to the Democrats, they would have trampled all over the Constitution. We would have lost our rights years ago. So now we're at a point where we must vote for Republicans or all of our rights. And it appears as though Trump's Fourth Amendment right to a proper search and seizure may have been violated. Because what was the probable cause to go into Melania's personal wardrobe? They want to trample on our Second Amendment. Now, Joe Biden said, well, the Second Amendment's not written in stone. Pretty much it is, unless you can get two-thirds of the House, two-thirds of the Senate, and a majority of states to agree to rewrite the Second Amendment. It's pretty much written in stone, but they want to chip at it and then arm the government. The Democrats, this is Barack Obama, who is a traitor. He is, to me, he's being run by the globalists who want to take over this country. That's who Barack Obama is. And he is still wielding power from his home in Massachusetts or maybe Hawaii. And that's what makes him dangerous. This bill is really, it should wake up Americans, really wake up. I'd hire 87,000 additional IRS agents, but no additional on the border to protect us. This is the thinking of the Democrat Party, which has been taken over by communist Marxists and socialists like Barack Obama, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer. I pray that America makes the right choice in November and defeat the Democratic Party. Thank you.
Maybe what you said, I've forgotten all about that. about the border. Not that I forgot about what's happening at the border, that we're being invaded, but they can't hire people to protect our border, but yet still they can hire 87,000 IRS agents. Why? Why do we need them? People haven't been working because they had everything shut down. Why are they going to increase the IRS? You as listeners should be asking that question. You as Americans should be saying, what are they planning to do? What are they going to do? And why do they need weapons? I mean, just in case, BB said, well, just in case they meet with violence. What violence? I haven't heard of any stories of people getting all mad. And I'm not paying this, and I'm going to go and attack the government, and I'm going to do this. No, they just don't pay. So what's behind this? What is it that Christopher Wray is seeing online on the online chatter? Because he's always seeing stuff that he feels that we need to weaponize him. And why aren't Democrats saying, no, we don't want to weaponize. No, we want to get rid of the guns. So for all of you who are thinking about, well, let's concede, let's let them give away, take away some of the guns. Look at what they're doing. They're going to weaponize a group that already does not like Americans. And you know who they're going to come after? Those who are making under 20,000, maybe 9,000, 100,000, 200,000. They're coming after you. While you're sitting there saying, oh no, I'm going to vote for the Democrat Party. They're coming after you. You need to wake up. You need to see what's actually happening. Don't stay asleep. Stop believing them when they're saying that this person is a racist and that person, and she is and he is because he said this. It's all a ruse. They're trying to deceive, or they are deceiving Black people. They're now trying to deceive Hispanics, but Hispanics are saying, no way, we're about God and family. We're not about all this huma shamba stuff that you're coming up with. School is getting ready to start. And they're already pushing this whole stuff about transgender. They haven't said anything about STEM. Science, technology, math, engineering and math. They haven't said anything about that. But, oh, we got to make certain that the kids know about transgender, and we got to have transgenders there, and just falling over for that agenda. Why? Making us stupid and dumb. We just found out that another contingency, Democrat contingency, went to Taiwan. Why? What are they doing? China is building up its army, and we're basically trying to make our men soft. I am sick of these beta males. The only thing that they will do is destroy the country. Why is this happening? Why aren't we pushing back? Where are the Republicans? And I have said this before on the show, BB, and I think you've been on here, that leave it to Republicans to blow it all up, to mess it up. Look at the division that they have over this raid of the president's private residence. Well, we don't want to talk about it. Let's just wait. Again, what are you waiting for? We waited for Russia collusion. We knew that it was a hoax. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to say this is a hoax. It doesn't add up. There's nothing there. But you kept saying, let's wait. They should have come out full steam ahead and say, this is bull. We're going to stop it. I can only hope, Andrew, that when we take back both houses, that they come out guns blazing. And again, I'm saying this. I do not want to have these endless hearings. We already know what happened. Let's skip that. Let's go with the handcuffs. Now, it will be hard to find it because you're going to have a lot of justice, a lot of judges out there that say, oh, no, I'm not going to sign that warrant. I'm not going to sign that. But if it's Trump, oh, sign it. Here, here, here. Like this Reinhardt guy. Look at whatever you want to look at. As B.B. Diamond said, what in the heck are they going through Melania's personal items? See, that's something else they were planning. Yeah, well, see, if we do that, they won't want to stay here. They might want to sell Mar-a-Lago because we've invaded their privacy. Andrew, it's disgraceful.
It is disgraceful. They act like he had the nuclear codes hidden in Melania's underwear drawer or something like that. And every time that the Democrats do something like this, you see them try and pivot and shift the narrative. Instead of them being politically motivated raiding President Trump's home on Mar-a-Lago. Now they're trying to shift the narrative that President Trump supporters are dangerous and are threatening the FBI and threatening law enforcement. It's just completely ridiculous. But here, this is what you have the media discussing instead of Merrick Garland and Christopher Wray's unjust search.
You're right. They want to put it on Trump supporters. And I don't know about you, BB, but I'm getting sick and tired of that narrative. Like I said, Christopher Wray coming out saying, oh, well, the chatter that we see online, we have these people, they're white supremacists, and they're MAGA people. They have denigrated or tried to denigrate MAGA, make America great again. How is it white supremacists? Black Lives Matter, they don't care anything about America. They want to step on the flag. They want to burn up the flag. To me, it would seem that you would want to say that they're the ones who are being a threat to the country. But they won't, BB. They'll say that it's MAGA. What are your thoughts?
Yes, you're absolutely right. They have politicized this. They have tried to make Trump into this white supremacist when we know the KKK was started by the Democrats. They've tried everything. And I find it interesting that they used a magistrate, not a federally appointed judge, this magistrate who worked for Jeffrey Epstein, who posted anti-Trump items or posts on Facebook. So this is who the FBI went to get this search warrant, which will be held up to scrutiny and may be deemed inappropriate. This is who they went to, but this trying to demonize Trump supporters, that has got to stop, and we must push back on it. Thank you.
Yeah, well said, BB. Thank you so much for joining us. It's just sad to see all these weak Republicans who are saying, oh, we need to wait, we need to see more. It's like, no, we don't. We've seen what the Democrats have tried to do to President Trump for the past 5 years. It's a witch hunt now. It was a witch hunt several years ago, and it still is. They are not going to stop until they try and take this guy out. Thank you all for joining us on After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, which is available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Pandora, or wherever you stream. Please like and subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, or go to AmericaOutLoud.com. We'll see you guys next time. And remember, stand for something or fall for nothing.